There is a war between fantasy and nightmare, which unlocks the unseen door behind consciousness. It takes only but a gesture to adjust and see the realm beyond. This is the Dark Verse.
Hello, I'm Sharkchild, and this is The Dark Verse, a collection of my strange works with the sole purpose of sharing with you a unique world of horror and fantasy that will follow you to the visions of your sleep. I have some exciting news. The Kindle version of From the Passages of Revenants, The Dark Verse Volume 1, is now available on Amazon. It took a little bit longer than I had hoped because of the dreadful formatting, but alas, it is done and it is now selling for $9.99. If you've had a Kindle or recently got one, please consider adding my book to your collection. I have some flash fiction for you in this episode. The story I wrote is very, very short. But after going back and looking at it and listening to it, I believe it is perfect just the way it is. You're going to get a lot of more than meets the ear with this story, so perk up and give it a good old hearty listen. This is episode 59 of The Dark Verse, and it is entitled The Power in a Father.
It was a fare as ripe as an appetite had ever known. Its short, curly brown hair bobbed innocently. Its blue eyes blinked unabashedly. Its smile cut space curiously. The cheer of its mouth lit the atmosphere with a course of purity, while it held the hand of its father, who led it in a capsule of abundant confidence. It knew no worry, nor the idea of it. The father and his child walked a winding road in a peaceful afternoon, enjoying the company of the other and the wonderfully cool breeze passing its gentle caress on the wanderer who was willing to stop and feel it. Through excited words, the father passed to his son wisdom and an eagerness to be. 2 miles off from home, this pair had not a care in the world. But watching and listening, keenly from within the smallest shadows that laced across the terrain, the snatcher followed with nether stealth, diabolical and starved. The muscles on its limbs were paper thin, but they were quicker and nimbler than the speed of light. In its mind danced a mechanism of musical craving, hunger by sound, by pitch, by noise. And its prey's laughter was the ring of sweet devouring. Daylight played on this vision in an abhorrence of clarity. All could be seen, and even those things unseen felt naked at this time and at this location. There was not a leaf or speck of dust that could not attain the attention of passing sight, and yet there the snatcher was, as imperceptible as a particle of air. After foregoing its meal for long enough, it leapt towards the child, opened its salivating jaws, and crunched down upon the victim, whisking it away in an instant unknown to the father. He saw his child vanish instantly from his hand, and he felt the patter of minuscule drops of blood upon his arm. The joyous sounds of youth were no more. The father frantically shifted his sight from right to left and back to forward in search of his son, but there was no trail or even the slightest hint of where he had gone to. In defeat, he fell to his knees upon the empty and now desolate road, and moaned with a hideous sorrow. I had no interest in the child, but my presence was imperative. I knew of the snatchers and their ways, and just as a bee pollinates a flower, so a snatcher prepared the course of my existence. My asset was in the Father. I wanted his anguish. After allowing time enough for the emotions to saturate, I flung myself upon the Father like a cloak, consuming him with my ghostly essence. Between the clutches of my inanimate body, I squeezed him into oblivion, sending him through the splinters of space to my ethereal lair in the uncanny land of the unreal. In a room adorned with black curtains on all walls and faded halos of the righteous hanging from the ceiling as trophies, I placed the Father in his pool of patheticalness. His mind and body unraveled as they mingled with the forces of unforgiving nature. His rage and hatred and sadness coiled out from him with life like a seed sprouting with new growth. I watched him as he transformed. I watched as sustenance poured from him like candy. I began to restore my energy. I draped myself over and through the Father again and again until the pain of fullness overcame me. When I became unable to absorb any more, I left the scraps of the Father to rot. I returned after the passing of some time to find the Father as a plague of what he once was. Those remnants of what was left of him had scurried across my chamber and collected all there was of weakness to collect. For even with enough weakness, there can be strength. In seeing my arrival, he gathered himself together and rose to face me. He had no true form, but his will remained plain to see. "Where is my son?" he asked me. In a place not far from here, I returned thoughtfully, intrigued by the audacity of the poor man's resilience. Before the moment I spoke, I had witnessed in my mind the raw force that could come from a father's second ruin. I would take him to his son, so that he could gaze upon the malformed putrefaction of his remains and embody an even more awful anguish than before. "I will take you to him," I told the Father.
That concludes episode 59 of The Dark Verse. If you want to download all of the past episodes, you can do so at thedarkverse.com or on iTunes. Please become my fan on Facebook by going to facebook.com/sharkchild. If you want to order my book, you can do so at sharkchildsremains.com. And now, this is me, Shark Child, wishing you a very cosmic new year.
Bring it on! 2010.
All stories on The Dark Verse are the sole property of Shark Child and cannot be used for distribution, publication, or monetary gain without my written consent. Sleep deeply and remember to love.